This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
From One World Trade Center in Manhattan, this is the New Yorker Radio Hour, a co-production of The New Yorker and WNYC Studios.
Hello, and welcome to the rent-stabilized apartment of Todd Neasel. I'm Debbie, a specialist in Todd Neasel, and I'm going to be your guide. Before you begin your journey through the world of Todd Neasel and his stuff, may I ask you to reduce the volume on your acoustic guide player to a polite level? The woman in 12A has had a bee in her bonnet about me ever since I, Debbie, well, okay, yes, a tiny bit drunk, mistook her door for Todd Neasel's late one night and jimmied it open. You are standing in Todd Neasel's foyer. The faux marble table on your right is attributed to Todd Neasel's mother, circa last Christmas. Take a moment to look through the mail. There should be a lot of it, because Todd Neasel is away, skiing in Vermont with his brother. Is there a letter postmarked Milwaukee? Just curious. Proceed through the foyer and into the master bedroom. Examine the objet in the master bedroom. Here is the famous jar of pennies and the original green shag rug from Todd Neasel's college days. Pay close attention to the black lace brassiere in the bottom drawer of Todd Neasel's bureau. You may be wondering what that brassiere is doing in this exhibit of the world of Todd Neasel and his stuff. I, Debbie, am wondering this too. We are now in the commodious coat closet in Todd Neasel's foyer. Our eyes are drawn immediately to the striking composition of the skis and the parka against the back wall. This is a stunning visual statement about a man who is supposed to be on vacation, skiing with his brother, isn't it? After you have scrolled through the caller ID log on the phone in the study, looking for Todd Neasel's brother's number to see if Todd Neasel really went to Vermont, place a prank call to Sue Ann Kraftsau. She lives in Milwaukee, and she's in the book. Just past the doorway, you'll see a framed photograph. The subject of this photograph has not been identified with certainty, but Todd Neasel scholars like me, Debbie, believe that it depicts Sue Ann Kraftsau. Get a knife from the drawer next to the sink. When you pry the backing from the picture frame, a photograph of me, Debbie, will be revealed. Compare the two images. It would be unscholarly of me, Debbie, to point out the obvious aesthetic differences. But you, the viewer, can draw your own conclusions. We have come to the end of our retrospective of the world of Todd Neasel and his sh**. You can return your acoustic guide in the foyer. If you enjoyed yourself, call Todd Neasel and tell him so. He can be reached at 3 a.m., he likes pizza, 10 pies at a time, and Rizzo's delivers.